Now we will. Call the meeting to order at 6:33 Thursday, April 27th for a special board meeting. Okay, so we called everybody here tonight to, last week Jim and Dixon and Paul and Dusty and I guess I attended one meeting. We had two or three consultants that they've reached out to and we've had a conference call with. And staff has sat in on those, and we wanted to get moving on this before next board meeting so we can get something implemented and in place. So we'll start with that. The first, all right, you guys are going to have to help me out. The first one that we met with, Dusty, was your contact.
The Platinum HR?
Yes, Platinum is the one.
That was the first one.
Oh, do you have the email on the cost breakdown from him?
They never sent me an email.
I forwarded it to everybody.
Who's Dixon on that one?
Mm-hmm. But he also, I don't know if he was on that email that he sent you, Jim.
This is the first one.
You and Dixon.
That was with
Platinum. Oh, yeah.
The breakdown of the cost.
He sent that contract, and then he corrected it. Are you looking at the Platinum contract?
Yeah, but he didn't. I can't see where he broke the price out.
A la carte. So the first part. Yeah, right there. First part is their engagement. Was it a yearly basis? No. Yeah, it's a yearly basis, right? And then,
okay, so 99.
Then there's that. That's the. Yeah, I got one. And then the a la carte is some of the. That's the second to last page is some of the other ancillary service as well, the main service we want.
I got the one from Jill Schroyer.
Let's see.
That's the expedition.
I received that one as well, but where I was at, it won't be opened it up to see what it was saying.
Platinum, here it is. Okay, so.
April 15th, Dixon.
Yeah. What's that?
April.
Is when I sent it out.
14th. 4/14.
14th, sorry. And I put detailer at jwidwater.com. But that was the first one. Then Dixon, Jim sent this, but you've got a hard copy of this one.
That was the Bambi.
No. That was part. Bambi was one of the other ones we sent. Yeah.
No, I didn't get the one for April 14th.
Is it detailer at?
Detailer at jwidwater.com.
Yeah, you're on it.
My Outlook isn't like his, and it doesn't. My email's so much better.
Does it screen them or what?
Probably throws me in the spam.
Where they go.
Probably a spam.
Wouldn't blame you for spamming me.
Let me just forward it to you real quick.
Oh, wait. I got it follow up, it looks like, on the 15th.
There was an email because on the 15th, too.
Did Paul reply?
Yeah.
So I got that.
That's weird, because he just replied to the emails. That is weird.
That is weird.
And if you go down.
But we had an issue with spam with Karen's up for a little while. Anything with Stratum.
Mine has this spam.
Anything with Johnson
log goes down spam folder for some reason.
Link
me,
huh?
Yeah. You put spam in
Roosevelt City. Everything Roosevelt. Dry Gulch. Everything
goes down page.
There's several pages.
Okay, so in a nutshell, what we had on this first one was the compensation analysis was $200 per position. So $800 basically. For compensation analysis. analysis. Okay, and then $500 per position for the job description. So basically, we'd be looking at $2,000 for jobs. Job description. And HR Live, this was the $99, basically a retainer, that they would keep us, we could reach out to them for the first year, I think it was?
Yeah, I think it's a year contract.
For $99 with anything HR related.
With a $500 setup fee.
So it would be $1,700 is basically your...
Yeah, then the handbook build review and HR review is $500. So they would go through the handbook.
Yes.
Yes, that's the other one.
Yes. It would be, yeah, for that $500, that setup fee includes, this, it better say, because he did tell me that in there, better say that that $500 include the handbook. And
on the email, it does.
On the email I sent you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says down here, no review of employee.
Well, just say handbook then.
On the contract, you just got the setup fee under that $500. Setup fee for initial period of 12 months.
So this is definition of services, so yeah, it's there.
The wind blowing that door?
Probably. I don't know. Right?
What's that?
The definition of services, you have your HR monthly, then you have your compliance audit and review and a handbook. So it conduct a non-binding HR audit and a handbook review.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean it creates a handbook.
No, that was just a review.
Let's see what the email says.
Okay.
Setup fee, handbook build and review is what the $500. So we need to make sure if these guys are selected, that was one thing I would...
Pin down.
Would make sure that it's billed. Did he have any a la cartes? Yeah, handbook review. He just has handbook review in here. Don't have billed. Oh, handbook billed. $1,000. So that'll need corrected.
He's changed that, then.
He changed. I caught one of them. He's corrected it.
So $500 just for the initial setup and then $1,000 for the handbook review?
That's the way this is, but he originally told me, and it's in this email, and we can tell him it was $500 for the build and review.
Together?
Yes.
Okay.
And he quickly fixed, I think he'll honor it if we tell him to correct it.
That's what I got in my note. Handbook review.
It's the build is the key, so we don't have a handbook sufficient enough for a full review and needs built. And
Okay. Well, we'll have to reach out to them and get that fixed.
But anyway, I would say we account, when we make decisions, have to count that as part of the review. Just because I think I've got the email right here.
The other thing we asked him was, as far as the steps, what that would be, let's say that was $1,000 per.
Mm-hmm.
So to build a
salary banding succession plan, yes, was $1,000.
Okay, he's got that in there then. Mm-hmm. The banding. So basically, that would set up the steps for the employees of, with the analysis. Here's what the pay scale should be. We hire an employee at this wage, this time, and this is how many years it's going to take for this employee to get there. They can do that for $1,000 per position. Set that up. So, looking at another $4,000 for the, what do they call that, job description band?
What? Salary banding.
Salary banding.
I would, yeah, but I would make, I didn't talk to him when you guys about that.
Yeah, that might need a little bit more clarification on what that all is going to entail.
Yeah, make sure it's salary banding is the step process, right? Mm-hmm. We're not looking just for a range.
No, we're
looking for a solid step process within our jobs.
The range will be in that compensation.
It should be, yes.
Yes.
But I wasn't a part of the conversation on the steps.
Right. Oh, that's right.
So I missed,
that's right.
Missed that meeting.
Okay.
And so I can't speak to his philosophy of steps.
Okay.
How that would look.
Okay. So that would be the first one. We're looking at about $7,300 with what is proposed in the contract to get this initiated.
With our goal, that's the handbook, the step, the compensation analysis, job description.
Yes.
That's in total.
Yeah. And $99 a month for the first year.
Well, did you include the $1,700 for the setup? And I just said the $1,200.
I just put the $500.
So $1,200 above and beyond that.
Yes. If we, and that's something we don't have to do, but I think it would be wise to do it. Just the $99 a month for the first year.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. We don't have to do that.
So that'd be $1,188 for the HR service for the first year. So it's a little bit more than 73. Just say 8,500. 8,488. So $8,500 roughly. If they amend that, they'll have to fix that $1,000 and $500 setup fee.
Yes, that would be required.
Okay.
It's just the build part. I already had them amend the job descriptions and drop it down.
Okay. What was your guys' thoughts, Jim Dixon, on that phone conversation?
Same to me.
Pros, cons.
So how are they going to decide that the compensation, the wages paid? Where do we start?
That's what we're employing them to do. They do an analysis with similar jobs across the state, similar communities. That's their profession. That's what they do.
Okay.
So they give some comparisons, so we're not kind of just shooting from the hip on, we think this is going to be this much, and we're way under the mark. So
okay,
that's
right. I'm curious about that.
Yeah. So, okay. Paul, what were your thoughts?
Well, I guess I kind of thought that maybe of the three that I listened to, I kind of liked this one the best. But
you were on all three of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions? We can go on to the next two and go through and see what they've got. But so the next one was...
Is this the next one? I think Bambi was the next one.
No.
We talked to Jill. The second one I brought to the table.
The lady.
That's this one,
yeah.
Right? Jill.
Expedition.
Is it Jill?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's pricey.
Okay, so what are we looking at? Same services?
I can kind of give you a summary on this.
Okay.
This is my. She don't fit our price. Well, she don't fit our timeline. She has set windows. One of the biggest downfalls is she has set windows when she'll do the projects. Mm-hmm. It's a self-governed project. Well, she'll walk you through and you do the work yourself. And the springtime and the fall. Springtime's already happening, so you have to wait to fall to even do this. And she's expensive. It doesn't fit what we need right now. It's beyond where we would even need. We're at the basic levels, and she's trying to do a corporate kind of some other. I don't like it. I wouldn't vote for this one. Just because it's expensive, and September would be the soonest we could start on it, and it's all self work. We have to build it ourselves with her holding her hand.
How much was it?
It was I can't remember. It's like $1,300 a month. How was it?
A month?
So this is the second one. 8 weeks training, so $5,000 for
that. They have two programs. They have a jump start program. It's $5,000, and that's where she holds you through, your hand through it and trains. And then she has a 3-month program for ongoing support. How much is it?
$1,500.
That was $1,500.
That's this one here.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
But the $5,000 program won't start until
September. Okay.
And she just trained you how to do it. And so you still have, so the cost, of, the reason she's expensive, because you have to put the labor to build it out yourself.
Gotcha. So we're doing a lot of the work. And if you do the Jumpstart program, it's 8 weeks and 3 hours a week. And
that's just the training.
And they, she would allow 3 people to be in on that.
And then you spend the time building out your stuff. So it's just 3 weeks of, this is how you do it, now go do it. 3 hours of stuff, I mean. And then the next week it was, this is what you need to do, now do it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound...
It doesn't fit our model is what it is. It would fit a model that had an actual... Somebody that was doing multiple roles, HR and something else, would fit that model, but we don't even have that.
Okay. So the final one then, Bambi. Paul, you were in on that one, Dixon Jim.
I sent you over the PowerPoint that she sent us, if you want to open that up.
Bambi. Looking for a buck.
And this was Jim. Did you contact this one?
Yeah. Okay. And they train up to 7 people, and it is for, what was it? 1 year was, well, for 1 year it was $3,049. Then if you did the 2 year, I think it was $5,000 something. It should show up on there.
So it's every year we pay that. Mm-hmm. So it's an ongoing.
Yep. And then they, instead of doing the handbook, they do individual policies. So each person has a job description with a policy along with that.
Hmm. So do they, will they create that for us?
Yes.
And it's and a part of the program?
Yep.
Okay. So these are the pillars that they pull up, are the HR research and compliance. So they're going to come through and look, make sure you're all up to snuff on that. Hiring and onboarding, job descriptions.
What can Bambi take off your plate?
Not venison.
That's what she put. That's great.
Beef. I'm taking my beef off for venison.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you've got. Can you see, Dave? Yeah, so they'll write the job descriptions.
Okay.
They'll do with all the offer letters. All this stuff they'll do, or is this training?
This is everything that they'll do, and they offer training too.
The what?
They offer training.
Oh, okay. Too. Performance management. So the performance, okay. Performance management, terminations, employee support. So and so the what was, remind me on the book, handbook.
The handbook is in place. Individual that's policy.
Right. So you guys understand what he means by that? It means they instead of doing a universal handbook where, like, it may apply. You know, everything's in there, but some of it will apply to him. That won't apply to him, right? They're doing individualized, custom, per job description. Hmm. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Interesting. So it's not going to be the same for...
So what happens if anything that needs to be done somewhere is beyond the scope of either position?
Then you build a new job description, I guess.
Because there's up to 7...
That's weird.
7 what?
7
employees.
Employees.
So that the package pricing was up to 7.
And they say put your HR on autopilot to ensure your stay HR compliant year-round. Custom policies specific to state and federal regulations and keep them up to date with law changes for you. Provide job descriptions, offer letters, and streamline your onboarding process. Share interviews, guidance, and coaching. Give you a dedicated HR manager so you have expert help navigating complex issues. Give you access to report cards, a tool to help you easily provide regular employee feedback so you can have documentation of performance of each employee. Enable employee voices so you and your employees can provide feedback on how they're feeling at work. Safely and securely store all company and employee documents so your company can go paperless. Stay on top of changing HR regulations at the federal, state, and local levels so your business stays protected. Create performance improvement plans or termination paperwork.
So what about compensation review and staffing programs?
They said they was doing, they work on our compensation and all that too. I didn't, but it was very vague, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When you asked them that question, they kind of said, we do everything?
Mm-hmm.
Was it extra contract or was it a part of the
three? They said that they cover everything for the this price.
And what's the minimum? Is it a year?
But I think it's more of an... I don't know what you'd call it. Well, it's HR. It's not personnel policy. It's not...
Just HR,
I don't know. I think it's going to be kind of boilerplate when it comes down to the...
That's the pill you got?
Mm-hmm.
So you think it's more than what we're asking for or what we need?
It's not enough. Maybe I don't know. Maybe...
Well, I think what our goal was is... have somebody that kind of looked at us and tailored to our needs instead of just saying, well, here's something that's close that I've got in my archives.
See, the one thing I didn't ask them or any of them was succession planning, if any of them did anything like that with that. Was there any in that?
Yeah, this one is.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. It's part of the banding.
So maybe that, I think that one covers more. And it's local. Oh, local blur.
Yes. Utah, at least.
Yeah.
Where's Bambi out of?
California. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles.
Yeah. The other one was from New York or something.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that one's just going to be an ongoing fee of $5,000 continuing past year number two then?
Is it $3,000? How much was it? A year?
So 3049 the first year.
Yeah, 3049.
And then five the second and ongoing 5000 a year?
And then they had...
No, a two-year subscription is 5392.
Okay.
They give you a little discount. So it's a one-year minimum.
Breaks down to $224.67 a month. Most popular annual subscription is $3,049 with no setup fee. Breaks down to $254.08 a month.
So the 2 years cheaper per month.
The 2 years is cheaper per month.
So
it's an ongoing thing.
So after the 2 years, though, then we have to redo a 2 year contract again and again and again.
So is this one, it doesn't say anything about job descriptions or pay on this. It's just HR services.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Well,
was there anything in that? The PowerPoint is...
Yeah, they did talk about job descriptions in there. It didn't talk about the STEP.
It's vague. It's like,
yeah, I didn't see anything with the STEP program. The performance management's good. The job description is good. The handbook is good. I'm okay with individualized handbooks. But I didn't see anything for the compensation and the STEP program.
Well, here's a list of the things that it says that it does.
I just pulled it up.
It says, put your HR on autopilot to ensure you stay HR compliant year-round.
What? You already read that to us?
Yeah.
Craft custom policies. Is that what you read?
Yeah.
That's what you read?
Yep.
They didn't say anything about the steps, though.
No.
That's the only thing I didn't hear was the steps. But you said they said, oh, yeah, we do it, but it wasn't known.
Yeah, not like they was... I bet you it was more, the more I felt it was something we had to feed to them, and then they just boilerplate it off with stuff they haven't.
So what's your gut feel on the ones that we have? Do we have clarity on the ones we have, or do we need to get more? The first one's probably the better choice out of the three that we're looking at.
It aligns with what we're after. The services, I think, are valuable, but what fits us is what I was obviously more concerned with, because we have specific... That's what that Jill, it was frustrating talking to her. We told her what she needed, but she had her one set model, and she wasn't deviating from it. So, and then she takes summers off of hair here, does something else during the summers because you have to wait till September.
Wow. That's not very
makes
good
no
business
sense.
Strategy. Okay. So what would you like to do?
How do you feel, Paul?
Well, it's like I said earlier, I think this, the first one we discussed is fits our needs.
It's his one.
Yeah.
The first one would work more with us, and if change if necessary.
Well, it fits what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Better.
And it's going to evolve, I think, as well. We'll get basically a snapshot to start this thing out with, but as our policies and things change, it's going to have to evolve, the handbook and things, and their services, they can help us with that. So it may be we have to pay them a little more to do more in the future, but they can evolve with us, is how I took it in the phone conversation.
The biggest thing my goals is that we get that initial foundation and start, and then we can
Right. We
can get brain room to say, okay, now we can get some of this extra stuff and work on whatever else we need to do, because it will evolve. You're right.
The conversation we had with them is how soon can you get started? As far as gathering data from the employees, they want at least 45 minutes to an hour with each employee to gather their jobs, and then they can form those job descriptions. I asked if they could have things done on the initial by the May meeting. I said it depends on the staff if they can sit down and get the information to them. Wouldn't probably be prudent for us to push them on that policy to get that one done. I mean, if we at least get the job descriptions and the analysis on the salaries and things done, then they can work on the policy. But they felt pretty confident they could have that at least to us by the May.
And these are somewhat local?
Yes, they're somewhere in Utah, Wasatch Front. They would be doing this over the phone. I asked if they would come on site. They said they'd do it all on the phone. They could come on site, but we'd have to pay them. There's probably no need to do that. So anything else from that meeting?
Do you guys, Jim and Dixon, do you feel like you could interview over the phone and accomplish what they're asking, or do you just take the phone call and see if it works?
It's hard to tell people instead of showing them.
Yeah.
So we wrote up our own job descriptions. I don't know whether we could just send them to them.
Well, that might be a start, and if they have additional questions, then maybe you could get on the phone message with them and put a little better light on what they might have question on or something, or if they do or don't.
Yeah.
It's like we sat down and we talked about what we do on a daily basis. There's a water operator, there's so both of us are certified water operators. There's also equipment operators, and there's certified backflow technician, certified backflow tester. We talked about GIS locators. We talked about underground utility, blue states, basically. And we wrote up job descriptions for all of those. And then we researched what each one of those makes. So we've already got a list of all of that. So you hand it to them on a silver platter and pay them $5,000, just.
So we also have the little worksheet you guys filled out on that Google Doc that has some of the other tasks as well that they can use. But it's not just the job descriptions. Job descriptions, I can get ChatGPT to write that out in 2 minutes. Job descriptions, that's why I pushed back when he said $1,000 for job description. It's ridiculous.
I'm confused on what you're looking for, because it seems like in the last meeting where we brought up the personnel book handbook from the outline that the service Utah, what's it called, the Utah Association
the
of
special,
Service Districts,
yeah, special service district.
That you wanted to get, if I remember right, you said you wanted to get the job descriptions and the pay rates and levels before you adopted that. But
my exact words is I want everything inclusive, not piecemealing it together. So we needed, including the I was not going to approve anything unless it was a package deal, because I don't want to piecemeal. That was my, the board can do whatever they want. But that was my pushback when you asked if we could approve this next month. My response is no, I want to have it done professionally, and I want it all inclusive. That would include the handbook, that would include your STEP program, your compensation review, job descriptions, and also the review for compliance.
The whole ball.
Yeah. That's your foundation. I mean, it's the basics of the foundation of the whole program.
Well, I talked to LeGrand Bitter about it, and he said that they had, what was the name of the law firm? Some big law firm in Salt Lake had written it, and it included Utah and federal government. You know, it was all compliant with everything. They spent tens of thousands of dollars for it.
Yep. But that's why I wanted a tailor fit company, not a cookie cutter company. It tailor fits to governments, but not to Johnson Water specifically. That there's specific nuances that we need in that handbook that's not even in there right now that we will gain as we talk about STEPS programs, we talk about compensation banding and all that. It will be added into that. So if we were to approve that handbook right now, it would be insufficient because we're missing some of our goal pieces in that handbook. Does that make sense? What I'm trying to.
It's. I think it's probably more comprehensive than you'll get from any of these guys. It talks about everything.
No, I envision, this is why I'm pushing back on the say that $500 setup fee includes the bill, because we're going to give them that. And we're going to say, here is a boilerplate program, but we want to tailor to us and include the additional services you're going to put into it. That's why I'm not willing to pay $1,000 to him to do that, because it needs to be included in that setup fee. And that's why the job description thing, we've done some work on. That's why I called him out. I said, I'm not paying $1,000. We're going to go down to $500, because that's what he agreed to earlier, and he dropped it down to $500. Because I agree with it, Dixon. It's, you know, we've already done a little work. Let's get some credit for it.
Mm, right.
But when you have a handbook, it has critical pieces of how Johnson Water operates in it. It has some legal stuff, and it has employee handling stuff. It has all that stuff in it. So we don't have a STEPS program. That's one of the big drivers behind doing this. We don't have a banding issue or a banding program.
But it specifically...
It will be... It'll take that portion of it and slip it into the handbook. So that is just one example of why...
So what it does is it says... It specifically addresses that. It goes through there and it says...
I want it to match Johnson Water, though.
No. What I'm saying is in there it says that it has all of the required stuff that's in the handbook. But in the one little section there it goes... So when it comes to pay rates and levels and stuff like that, that is an addendum to the book.
Yep.
So you can still adopt the policy and you can have a separate policy that's hooked to it that these guys could maybe do. Or the board could change from time to time.
Yes, you know? But you're missing one of the whole biggest points of having it looked at, because you're pulling together a hodgepodge of ad hoc one-off puzzle pieces of how we done it and what it's resulted in a pretty aggressive benefit program that we don't know how it fits in with the banding. Is it aligned with the banding? Because when you do a banding, when they're doing the salary compensation, it's not just how many dollars per hour you make. It's total compensation. They look at it and say, okay, you know, you are in the 99th percentile in your, or 100th percentile with your health insurance. Or, you know, you, and your wages is at 75th percentile. And your vacation's in the 50th percentile. You know, and so that is all factored into the total compensation. So when you're, when you got those little, we have a time, paid time off, yes, that's going to be in the book, and you got it there, but what that's going to look like is got to be in reference to the total compensation, not just what would be, what would be the best thing we can do for payroll, or paid time off, what would be the best thing we can do. It's all inclusive, because in a total compensation package is a balance between not just your wage, but all the other benefits, health care, retirement plan, dental, life insurance, like you said, paid time off, any other leaves that we have, any other, you know, any other compensation that would go to that is a factor and weighted separately and then weighted together. So, and then put together to a reasonable program that actually works and makes it competitive. If we were just to piecemeal it and say, okay, do we know if it, where it fits? So we have to have all those programs, all that done, so we can actually put the actual important parts, the things that actually matter to you, in, put the numbers blank. You can leave it a blank and say how many days we have off. You can leave it blank and say, you know, is it 100% insurance? Is it 12% retirement? You know, that blank is important. And until we review the total compensations, we really don't know what that looks like. And that's off of even the very first conversation that you wanted to talk about. I mean, you're the one that brought it up 2.5-3 years ago. Frustration about not having that kind of step program, not having a clear-cut time-off policies and all the, you know, compensation policies. This solves that. This checks that box.
That's fine. All I'm saying is that this can be part of it, is all I'm saying.
What, the handbook that you got?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I agree 100% with that, because it's going to help them. That's why I didn't want to pay $1,000 for them just to get a quick jump start that we would have.
So you have a book now that came from, what did you say, Water Resource?
Yeah, Utah Association of Service Districts. Yeah.
It's the one we looked at last board meeting. The one we was reviewing as he was going through it. That's the one you're referring to. That was what we say. Here's a starting point. Because I think it's going to be more valuable to do it that way for us. It's going to save them time and money, but I think their value is actually going to be greater, because it's going to be hard to find somebody who's not a counsel, like an attorney firm, to know some of those details that are in that one that's been built by Bitter. Does that make sense, what I'm saying? I mean, they spent a lot of money on it because they went to a counsel. We could go to a counsel and have them recreate that very thing. That's very specific to governance, our government entities.
And at the end of the program, you'll know that you got your money's worth, you think?
Yeah.
You will.
I'm comfortable with that. If they fulfill their terms, I am comfortable that it'll be more than worth the money.
When you say they, you're referring to this.
Yes. Or this type of service, yes.
On the job description, I don't see how they can perfect it, though.
They're not going to perfect it, and you're going to have chaos. The job description is not inclusive. It is, here is your basic duties, that are expectation, and then there's this funny little line that says, and other duties assigned.
Right. Chaos.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably a better way of putting it.
Yes, because right. I'm just thinking of what I've got going on right now with Brian Jackson, and it's phone call after phone call, and I cannot figure it out, but we've got to chase it. We're going to have to start digging up main lines, just like at Brad Nelson's. And that took us months to figure out that.
Yeah.
And it's like, then you're spending all that time on that kind of crap. The purpose of
a job description is not to say, this is what you do and this is only what you do. It's a guidance to, it's a foundational guiding document to say, here's the general scope of your work. So you could say some of those things, if you know, a lot of those lines that say field service, field duties, that would cover most of what you just said.
Troubleshooting.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll give an example. You know, I'm operating in the state of Utah. I have no job description. So even their, you know, so I understand your frustration. And so I get a call Monday. You know anything about nuclear energy? Nope. Well, you're going to take an assignment, and you have to build this trade mission. So I get it.
And that's what I was going to say. It evolves. Yep. It's going to evolve, like with our oil industry. We've got frack stuff. We've got this. We've got that.
But we're going to be able to put that in there.
We can, but there's going to be, and I think what Jim's saying is, it's going to change, right? There's going to be things that pop up on a weekly basis that may not be exclusively itemized, but it will fall in at some category.
Yes, yeah, more general description,
right?
Yeah, that's the purpose of it.
You can't do something like this and itemize every little thing.
Right.
It's impossible. Like when we was in negotiations with Roosevelt. How much time did that take of ours?
A lot.
And then we go into the Ryan Ross thing, and that took a lot.
And you wouldn't want to write down your job.
And before that, it was East Duchesne.
Yes.
We spent, you remember East Duchesne? We spent a year with East Duchesne trying to get ironed out with them. So it's always something.
Yes.
So to answer your question even better, yes, because we're, 2 years into this and still not done? So even the easiest thing like a job description, it is easy, still not done. Manual, we've got a good running at it now, but it's not done. STEPS program, it's not even started. I mean, a good start on it. Compensation, not even close to what goes into a compensation review.
But these people are going to help us with that.
That's the whole
purpose of the STEPS
program. They'll give you an idea by looking at other companies and see what they do.
That's the whole purpose of this.
But we want them to tailor it to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking Bambi is just not intimate enough with us.
Well, I kind of think these guys, they've got their job description, they've written it up. I wouldn't say that's too bad to send to them and let them take that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea.
They're going to talk, they're going to want to visit with them 45 minutes anyway.
Right.
Yep.
And then that. They've already got the
information that Dixon's already accumulated.
Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff you're going to write down, you're going to remember, where if you're talking to somebody, you're going to forget.
I think we send over what we have and let them build from there. That would be...
I think that's... it's going to cost, but...
Yeah, I guess that's my only fear, is that it's worth it.
Well, how much time have we taken, though, as staff, trying to get this, like Dusty said, 2 years now? Yeah. How many hours have we spent trying to cobble this thing together? Over $7,300.
And a lot of it was miscommunication, I think. I mean, I know there was lack thereof, but we didn't have... I know you're frustrated that it's taken this long, but we didn't have the right direction to go. In a way. Now that the HR... I mean, that's the first, when you showed us this, is the first time we've seen the HR, and that made more sense to me instead of the third party consultant. I didn't know that's what the.
I get it. See, that that's why that's a great point, because that's why I'm so adamant that this is going to be the only way if we want to get to that goal to actually get it done right.
So, are you comfortable with this one?
Yeah.
Dixon, are you comfortable with it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's...
I'll make a motion that we go forward with Platinum HR.
What levels do we want? What do we want? because there's a lot of...
That's what I'm just going to go through.
Okay, sorry.
I'm just going to do the motion.
Okay.
And you guys can amend it however you see fit. So I move that we proceed under HR, or Platinum HR, HR Solutions, I guess, DBA, Platinum HR. The scope of work that will be outlined in their under their contract. We do the $99 per month and the $500 set fee on condition that they'll honor the build in that the build of their handbook. So that's a condition that they have to honor that $500 original quote of building our handbook, because we're going to give them a pretty solid handbook in the first place.
Right.
So that's that first part. So it's going to be $1,200 commitment plus the $500 setup fee. That'll get us the employee handbook review and build. Then as far as the a la carte options, we approve four job descriptions at $500 per job description. We approve four compensation analysis at $200 per position. We approve the four positions on salary banding, step program, and succession planning for $1,000 per.
Four positions. We have five.
Just a minute. Let's let you finish your motion, then we can have questions. Okay. HR.
With
the part. The $99 a month.
That was the first thing.
Okay.
I moved it to
okay.
go with that.
So.
Three.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
How good did you get all that?
That guy. Okay. That guy.
I'm going to need to read it off your notes.
We have a part time person, though. Yeah. Which is.
No, that handbook review, that's right in this. It's supposed to be in this.
What was the salary banding
price? The salary banding for each employee.
How much was it?
$4,000 for total.
It was $1,000 each for a total of $4,000.
So total expenditure should be around $8,500. Okay, so Dusty moved that we... Do you want me to read this whole thing back? I will. Dusty moved to go with Platinum HR, and the scope of the work to be employed is the HR consulting for $99 a month for the first year. What's the $1,200?
That's a total. For 12 months.
Okay.
That was just so we could total it up.
Okay, and $500 for the setup fee and employee handbook.
Build and review. But that's important to talk to him to make sure he honors the original quote that he gave me.
Build and review. Employee handbook.
He's not going to have a hard time with it because we're going to hand him a template. That's going to be... Good.
Okay. And four job descriptions at $500.
Yep.
For
compensation analysis.
Compensation analysis at $200 per job per description employee. Four salary banding build salary steps for $1,000 each, totaling around $8,500. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Paul seconds. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimous. One thing we may want to do, Dusty, is when we call him, would you be available to patch in just to kind of clarify
yeah,
everything that
So just a question here. So none of these other items in this deal are...
We have, unless you guys want them, or we already approved it, but you can make a motion to add them.
So there was just the three that you mentioned.
So there was the handbook review.
In the a la carte section, yes.
So we did the handbook review, the compensation analysis, and the job description and the band. Yeah, just the four out of all that list.
And then when you said for subject,
compensation analysis, handbook review, salary banding, and job description build.
Subject means employee.
It's the generator.
But he said that the... The handbook review was included in the...
As part of the $500.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's still one that we... Well, I guess it's included.
I'm not doing a card on that.
Okay, so that is included.
It's like right here on the 360 survey. That's a review process. But if you do the $99 a month, they have a performance review program.
Okay.
So...
Okay. Yeah, you're right. It's included, so... Okay, Dixon, if you and Dusty kind of and Jim want to work on calling him back, I guess, sooner than later, so we can get him going. And then the time, he's going to have some time with the staff. Just, you guys are busy. Just let him know beforehand what works for you so he can get that going. He did state that that's probably going to be the most prudent thing is getting the staff's buy-in on giving him the time. So in order for him to fulfill our goal of having this done by next board meeting, we're going to have to rely on you guys to help. So
make sure we get the stuff to keep the price down to him.
Well, he's locked in, but the only thing he's not locked into is before we sign it, we need to just get him to make sure he honors that $500 included the bill. And he's going to accept it because we're going to hand him something that's pretty,
right.
It just needs to review and fix it. When he gets the rest of the crap done.
So he will have to amend this contract before we sign it.
Yes.
So, okay. All right. Step in the right direction. Okay, moving on. Land discussion and update. So I had Karen put this on. A couple things as far as what should we do with the proceeds of the sale of the property. We originally talked about this when we first threw the idea about selling it, and we talked about buying a block of water. The intent of this was for the water. That's the reason we bought the property, to transition that water into a culinary usage. So with that in mind, what's your thoughts? What do you guys want to see done with this? Originally we talked about it going towards buying water for culinary usage.
Well, I've been a fan of that, been a vocal fan of that, if it's possible. I don't even know if it's possible, but I would definitely like to explore any avenues we could. If it's reasonable, I'd like to try to do that, but there's a lot of unknowns that I don't know, but I think that would be a good use of that. We have zero owned water.
Right.
Well, you said that was your original intent, right? So I think we have to do that.
So when you're talking this water, is that something in like starvation type water?
Yes. Dixon could probably speak a little bit more to how Clyde, they do have some water that's available. From time to time, it's come to us that, we could purchase water. And yes, it would be through the starvation, through the Victory pipeline, or through starvation in general, through our aqueduct there. So,
so basically, there's not water rights for sale. There's blocks of water, and it's on an annual basis, like $300 an acre foot. And they'll sell you a block of 500 acre feet. So it's not, if you invested, you wouldn't invest it all in 1 year, but if you bought 500 acre feet, it'd cost you what? $150,000 or something like that.
Oh, so you would not own, you wouldn't retain ownership of it?
No.
Yeah, that's...
Now, that's not saying that you couldn't find somebody who would sell a water right upstream, like in Hannah or anything upstream of starvation or exchange or something like that, where you could exchange for a water right, and then you had the water right, and then you'd be in a position like Duchesne City. Then you'd have to pay carriage fees across, well, first of all, you'd have to get do a change order with the Division of Water Rights, and then you'd have to pay the carriage fee across the lake. It's going to be like $16 or $17 an acre foot.
So how do we go about researching this out to see what actually is available and how?
Well, we work with Clyde. He got 500 acre feet for Coventive at $300 an acre foot.
And that's kind of what that is a trial run to see what that's going to be like.
But that's just on an ongoing yearly basis.
Yeah.
So Clyde would probably be, is he going to be more prone to want to buy the water from the Conservancy District, though, and just sell us the block of water?
They don't own any water.
Hmm. So
they buy it all. They do own some. They do own a few blocks, but most of their water is bought from Duchesne City.
Okay.
And we were talking about transferring water, I think, before, and turning, doing a water transfer on our...
Yeah, we did look into that. As far as the drainages, to get it from our drainage to Starvation was not feasible. So that's why we couldn't transfer that right from Dry Gulch at this time anyway.
So it can go through the Rock Creek into Strawberry and back out of Strawberry down the Strawberry River?
Right, yep. They've done that. Exactly right. So... what's your pleasure on that? Do we want to have Dixon get with Clyde and see what's available or options? I mean, water right would be the most ideal, obviously.
I guess just see what's available. Like I said, I haven't, I guess we're just starting this up, so an investigation be done.
Yeah. So supposedly we own a right to another well, right?
Yes, we do. We have one well that's on the books still that we can
drill. Need to prove up on.
So you could do studies to find out where to drill a well where you get decent water, like up on
Uinta?
No, I was thinking of Lake Fork River.
Like up right next to where the holy water comes from.
Yeah, well, yeah. not that far up. just west of you, Palco.
I mean, that's just one idea. I like that idea.
No, it's a good idea.
It's a good thought. I think it's a good idea.
If I remember right, I think we can... Our well permit is anywhere within our district, if I recall.
No, I think it was anywhere in the state of Utah. Isn't that what they used to say?
That's what I thought.
Anywhere in the state, even outside our district? Mm-hmm. Wow, fantastic. Got a couple ideas.
But I think you're agreeing on
that side. Access.
Right, you still got to pipe it and everything else, get it to our main system. So.
But we got the proceeds that would help get us there.
Right.
And we could actually probably get matching if we could do it.
Right. We'll explore all options to get water, I guess we could.
We're a water district, that's
yeah
our purpose.
That's kind of a one-time expense for a long-term
payback. I like that idea, Dixon. That's an avenue we hadn't thought about. Well, we knew we had that. We do have that. I don't exactly, as far as proofing on it, we probably need to find out what we need to do so we don't lose that
option
to do. So. Yeah. Andrew Dutson would probably be the one to contact with those questions, I would imagine.
And he may even have an idea for long water, too.
He may.
So, I think we have it in our master plan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it is.
Good, even better.
Perfect. I like that idea. Well, get us some information. I think I just wanted to put that on there to bring it up, bring it to your attention. That was kind of the intent all along, you know, all those years ago they bought this property. But
I think we are open. It's an idea if there's any other ideas. It's more valuable. You can bring it forward. Obviously, this is not going to happen tonight.
No, just to...
But we need to find a place to invest it.
Just bring it to your attention that we could be working towards a project of that sort. So. Okay. Ken, how's Ken doing on his crossing?
I think he's done, isn't he? I'm not sure. I haven't discussed any further with him on where he's at.
Okay.
I don't know if he, I haven't been over there to see if he's brought riprap in or anything.
Okay.
I went and looked at it when I come down for the Expedition HR. I went and looked, and he's getting close. When I, that was last week.
So what else do you think needs to be finished up?
Well, the riprap, but I didn't get out and walk because I didn't have a lot of time.
We drove the other day after that platinum one, and that looked like all he really needed to do is just the riprap. So I think he'll be wrapped up. As far as the wheel line trade, we didn't make a motion in the last meeting. We discussed it. Does he still want to do that?
Yeah.
That's to trade the oil off from this
yep.
property right here.
We did discuss, but we didn't make any action. So if that's something he wants to still do, I guess we probably need approval from the board.
So refreshes the ask.
So the realignment? No, just taking $5,000 off of our bill to him. Or whatever.
It was for the excess trees and the move. It was the relocation of the crossing. And there's more trees and more dirt to move. And he was.
So it was $5,000 more.
And in lieu of that, he traded for the wheel line.
So I'm trying to remember what we did on that. We passed that on to Wyatt, mm-hmm. $5,000.
And we got it back in the cell.
Right.
Or that's where we got it. So it would just basically reduce the amount that we would owe Kenny by five.
That's right. So we just subtract that off of the... I don't even remember what the contract price was. So we just reduced the $5,000 and he gets the wheel line.
I think it was 35 when it went to 40, as I recall, or something like that.
Something like that. It would just, I think that if you wanted to make action, it would be appropriate just to trade the one line for the $5,000 to reduce the bill for
$1,000.
Okay. By five, whatever that amount was. I don't remember.
Yeah, whatever the amount was. So I guess we would need a motion to accept that if that's the board's decision.
I would make that motion that we take the $5,000 that was additional for the movement of the location and trade the wheel line to him for that money.
Okay, Dan moves that we... Okay. Dan moves that we give the wheel line to Ken for a trade for the realignment of the crossing. Paul seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Did you get everything you needed?
Yeah.
See if I can blow off the hill. Okay. 2014 Ram, or do we? I didn't. Did you put that on there?
Yeah, Dixon did.
Okay, what's this, Dixon?
We never received a copy of the contract for the sale. We don't have it in the office.
No, you got a copy of the contract. The original contract? Yeah, you got a copy of it.
Well, it's been like a bunch of addendums on it or something.
The latest one, and the title. Did you get the title? Is that what you're talking about, is the title work?
Well, we got the title. I had a question on it, too. Like, why did we pay $600 in property tax?
That's why I brought it up last meeting, if you remember. And Karen was going to call the county and look into it.
Did you didn't pay no taxes.
According to the...
That was a different thing.
No, we did. We paid it.
We didn't. I called twice.
Who paid it then?
They're just on there as... What are they? Just what they could be?
Well, according to the title search, though, they found that they were paid, according to Sunrise.
Does the county concur? Did anybody call the county? Twice. And so they said we have no record of what they found?
The last list that was paid was 2016.
Really?
But they did withhold $600 and some odd
to pay the
to pay taxes for this year.
I think it was $800.
On the title?
Yeah.
On the title.
Do you have it? Did you call the title company?
No.
You might want to call the title company and ask what that was holding for.
608.
County taxes, 608. Is this on the seller's transaction, 608?
There's a lot of faith in your title company.
Yeah, we probably better call them and clarify what the heck that's for, because maybe that's what they found. If they found their own... I'm not exactly sure what that would be for, so...
How are you doing? Spoiling us?
Wow. Thanks, Karen.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hope Paul pays you well.
It's just because Paul doesn't eat.
Oh, he's getting hangry, is he?
Yeah, watch Paul.
You don't want him hangry when he gets home? So, that's interesting. So they withheld...
Where is that? Is it in here? That number.
Which one do you want, Ben?
And so you called them. They didn't with this last time they withheld was 2009
16.
Okay.
And two, you talked to two different people, so and they said they could take
it. Okay, we may just need to get back with Jordan at Sunrise and clarify that. So. Just, can you guys call them and find out what's going on there?
Okay. The other thing was is. Yes.
He's at Sunrise?
Sunrise, yeah. Sunrise
so title. We didn't pay Sunrise for that, right?
No.
It just says it's unpaid and was saying right. It's our onus.
Right. So we didn't... But what the question is...
No, they, that was taken out of closing costs, wasn't it?
No. Oh.
Or was it?
Yeah, because it added up to like $13,000 or something.
So the question that they had was, though, is why... That's where they're getting the withholding then, I'll bet, that we paid taxes because they withheld it themselves. Yeah, I think that's a clarification that they need to just...
They brought it up in HR.
I think they brought it up in HR. I think that's exactly what happened. So, yeah, if you call them and just clarify and see what's going on there.
So the other thing was is a question of the contract on that. Did I say how did I put it?
Make sure the contract is followed.
Okay, so apparently we gave a discount from $750,000 to $703,000, so $47,000 discount, and I wasn't involved in that, so tell me if I'm wrong. Wasn't that to be paid to the lessee if they were going to take over the land and he was going to be displaced?
It wasn't contracted there. What that was for was to say, since we couldn't come to terms with the lessee on how much it was, we went to the highest limit we could and we said, seller or buyer, we will discount that amount, and then we'll turn the lease over to you, and then you guys work it out from there. If you want to pay above and beyond that, that was basic level of the conversation. And yes, that was the purpose of reducing it.
Okay, so as I understand it, Chris is here because he's basically been kicked off already.
Kicked off, like
the land.
Without compensation? What do you mean?
Are you getting with nothing?
Well, we...
Did you make a payment for the lease this year?
It's been made.
Before?
Not before. Here we go.
If it... Doesn't the lease say it will be paid on the 1st of April?
No, it doesn't. I got a letter... Johnson Water said my payment would be due on the 20th. I paid it on the 24th.
This year? You got a letter this year?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see it. copy of the lease?
What's that?
I ask you to have a copy of the lease.
So while you're looking at it, and I guess I got a question. Is he put in a bid for $750,000, and you guys reduced this down to $703. If Wyatt doesn't pay Chris that amount, where does the $47,000 go to?
And that's what the provision was, is to help pay for the buyout, and that's why we reduced the price. Gail McCackney gave us that advice to reduce the price. We offered, I don't remember, back and forth, $25,000, $30,000. We settled on $47,000 out of our side. Excuse me. And sold the property with the lease and reduced the $47,000.
This just says you paid it on the 24th.
That's what I said. That's
24 days late.
Okay, so I'm 24 days late. Payments. I didn't know where we was going with this. Well, nobody's right talked to me. I've talked to you guys. Nobody's right talked to me about
it. It's right here.
So is there a letter issued to him to extend?
I gave him an invoice due date the 20th of April. Just the same as we wanted.
So why did we deviate from the contract?
That's what she had on the phone. That's what.
Because it was the 1st of April, right? So we gave him an extension?
I just put everything the same.
Well, we did. It's in the contract, the first thing, right?
This is the lease.
That's what it says there, is April 1st.
And I didn't pay attention.
So if I understand it right, then, so he's kicked you off because of that? Is that what
he told me? We met here on the 20th, the night of the 20th. We met here. I got told then I had to work with him. I met with him on Saturday, and he told me my payment wasn't made, that he didn't owe me nothing.
Should we call and get him on the phone?
Why don't you call him and get him here?
He offered to come, but we're really not on the agenda for this.
Did you see it?
Well, I mean, I just came to listen, so do whatever you guys got to do.
Is it, so there's a letter you've got? Okay, so we. Okay.
Everything's right there that's in the conversation. Okay. Karen had a copy of it. She had it on her phone, but it's the same thing. So
oh.
Just so you know.
Okay.
It's the same thing that you have, or Dean has.
So this is the contract.
And the one underneath
the bill. It's just an invoice.
It's a reference to an invoice that Mark paid the 24th.
So the date was March 20th. The due date was
April 1st.
April 1st. Okay. So technically this, did you cash this?
No, because I didn't know what to do.
Okay, so we probably need to give Chris his check back.
Well, the problem is because what date did the property sell? So it gets a little messy here.
The 13th.
So we need to talk that through. So the property sold on the 13th. So it was...
So, the way I look at it, if the property sold on the 13th, right,
mm-hmm.
And he was late after the 1st, okay, so if he didn't pay it by the 1st, the contract's void, and we no longer have a lessee, so our price should go from $703,000 to $750,000.
Well, no, I don't think there's a, and I don't think the communication between you and Wyatt, that there's, we probably need to, well... It's not on the agenda for tonight, but you guys probably need to...
That's what I put, is the problems with the contract.
No, as far as Wyatt goes, though, to get Wyatt in here tonight. I think you and Wyatt, because what he's communicated back to us is he's offering you... He's not kicking you off without payment. I don't think that's his intent whatsoever.
He hasn't offered me nothing.
Right.
Well, he told me I'm not farming the property. He has not offered me nothing. What does that mean?
So do you...
Well, I think...
We can call him, I guess.
I think I'm just looking here. So we've got the way the contract between us and Wyatt is made is that and Gil counseled us the way that we transfer the lease
to
him to get Wyatt to and give Wyatt the lease and then let them deal with the lease because we couldn't come to terms to try to break the lease. We didn't have, the negotiations failed. We couldn't come to amount, and so we just handed it to Wyatt and said, this is our commitment. This is willing what we're willing to do. If you're willing to go to meet his number, that's up to you. But this is what it is. But in the contract, the actual contract, it says we're just signing the lease over. Well, and the reason being is because that was what our legal obligation was. It wasn't, I mean, you could have made a bigger, lengthier contract to try to spell out how that logistics is going to work, but the land would have been sold or would have delayed anyway. So Gail said, just transfer the lease. That is your legal obligation, so that's what we did. But more obligations we did to the reduced price so that it would help make this work better.
So if we just transfer the lease, then why are we cutting the price?
No, that's what I said. That's where it gets a little messy. I agree. That's where it's messy. But in contract, obviously we didn't anticipate it to be messy because what we did was transfer the lease. We didn't set stipulations for that. We have writing. We have intent. And it's recorded in minutes. It's in correspondence. But as far as a contract, it's not written specifically saying that that money is set apart for that purpose.
I think there was such a gap between what Chris was wanting and what we were willing to do. We were willing to go up to $47,000. I think Chris was still at
61.5.
So we were willing to give that reduction in price to go towards if there was a buyout. Or if he was going to continue to farm it, whatever. We just reduced the price to that $47,000 to help with that.
Hold on the minutes. Read them. See what it tells you. See what it tells me.
The what?
On the minutes on the 22nd of June, 2022.
I don't have those.
So.
So I guess as far as the counseling that we got from Gail, that's why we did what we did, Dixon. I guess as far as reduction of price and we sold the lease with the property.
But, well, wouldn't it have been a good idea to put it like in escrow until it was until the lease period was over to make sure?
Well, we weren't sure exactly what the intent of the buyer was going to be as far as if he's going to let him farm it this year or what.
Yeah, the contract is written how it's written. You know, the thing, the complication, and it gets really complicated, you know, it would have been, the intent was there, but then obviously you open the door for him by not paying your lease. But and that's not on us.
I understand. I understand that was late. But I also understand that every time I talked to you guys, it was the property sold.
But it is. That's the problem. That's
on the 13th, you were told that the property was sold.
I was not told on the 13th.
You were sitting in here.
That was on the 20th.
No, that's the 13th.
It was the 13th because we didn't meet on the 20th.
Okay, so the 20th is when I met with him. Okay. So it was the
13th. So on the 13th, you were told that the property was sold, and then you bring the lease money to Johnson Water. Why?
Because I didn't know who to pay it to.
If the property had sold it,
I'm going to ask you guys, and I want every one of you to answer me this honestly. Why didn't one of you guys tell me what was going on?
We did.
No, you did not.
Yeah, we did. We've had many conversations with you.
You did not tell me that it was selling to Wyatt.
And we didn't know until that day.
When I called you on October and asked you about what we was doing so I could start planting or something. You told me then you would get back with
it. I said, I don't know what it's going to bring.
If that's right.
Until you the 13th.
You said, I don't know.
Had as much information we had. We didn't know until
so
the 13th.
I think our obligation,
this is really complicated by your mistake. Don't make that our problem.
I know I got a problem. And I also know that...
But I'm not saying... Hear me out. I'm saying that's made this a lot worse. Because our intent and everything has been on minutes. It's recorded. I get it. But it got real complicated real fast now that you give the guy perceived. I don't know if it... Allegedly, I'm not even going to say it isn't out. But he's trying for it. It sounds like. I don't know.
He's already taken it.
So that makes it really complicated for everybody involved.
And he's also talking about a payoff. I know he's talking about a payoff, Chris. He's not just kicking you off without a buyoff. That's not the intent whatsoever.
And if it's the same conversations, you know, maybe you guys can't agree on a price either, like we didn't. But we can't get involved with the negotiation.
We failed
our first negotiation.
I mean, I've never changed from that 61,000. I've showed you what I actually growed on the last year.
And we haven't changed that. We didn't want to meet that. And so our obligation, that was extra contract. That's why I don't know why it's not understood. That was extra contract. Our contract was to maintain the lease, right? That was our contract. If we were to negotiate a buyout, that was extra contract. That means it was outside. We would have had to draw up a contract to agree to terminate this, mutually accepted. You wanted more than what we were willing to give, so we just maintained the contract. I don't know, that's not any more complicated than it gets. But it gets real complicated.
This one here, 75.
When
it was 23 days late on my pay.
That's what, because if that's what he's using for an excuse, that complicates it really, really bad. And I'm not going to say whether it's right or wrong on that. I have no idea. That's way above my pay scale.
Yeah, I didn't come here to argue. I just come here to listen. And you know, I mean, I feel I've been kicked off the property with zero, nothing, as of right now. You guys have told me all along you'd stand behind me. Sounds like to me you've done kicked me out of the boat because I'm 20 days late on paying my payment.
It's not that's the problem. That's why I'm saying it wasn't our fault that you didn't pay that. How is that our issue?
It's not.
We don't have the property now to say what happens. The lease transferred in the contract. So our hands are tied. I've heard that. That's what gets real complicated and messy. If it wasn't
there, these are everything that we've talked about.
There's also more in that lease, original lease, that says, if it's a little bit late like that, that would you kick us off or anything else? There's nothing in there saying it wouldn't be balanced.
You're right, and I think that the default is that if you're out of contract, there, you're out of contract. I think that's what he's using. But I'm not gonna
there's one that. Other big problem in that contract.
Well, I don't either. I just, like I said, I don't want to hold up the meeting, but I just wanted to be here.
And then it says 6 years.
I know, I'm pretty much sure where I'm at, but I just wanted to listen
did
to
you
guys.
Say
that? Yes.
And you say that there's a little different story?
Yeah, definitely, 100% different, yes. He's been in contact. He's definitely not going to leave you out to dry. His whole intent is to buy you out.
For the least amount of money he can.
Well, we also didn't meet eye to eye on what we were wanting to pay or what we felt like and what you felt like, right? So the option there was we couldn't agree on $30,000. Per your request, you didn't want to accept the $30,000, so we sold the lease with the property and $46,000.
Well, we came up from the 30. That was our original.
Right.
And we moved up to the
46. To 46, that's right, 46.
And you went up to the, after that, you went up to
or
the 47.
61.
That's what I went and it don't matter. You can, anybody can work numbers all you want. It doesn't mean it's fair, it doesn't mean it's right. It's what you wanted. It wasn't what we were agreed to because, I mean, you wanted $350,000 one time. So, you know, anybody can pull a number out of anything. It's just whatever you come together and agree that's amenable, and we didn't meet that requirement. We tried multiple times, but we couldn't meet that. So that fell.
I think it's just a matter of getting with Wyatt, and he's reached out to you on few occasions, I guess. Is that the case?
We met on the 20th, I guess. I thought it was the 24th or 20th.
Okay, last week.
We met them on a Saturday.
Okay.
And he's called me three times to get that letter right there. Okay. And that's all.
Okay.
So did he even offer anything or say anything about money? Did he give any numbers?
He told me that Ben's, my payment to you guys was not made, and his obligation to me was
But before that?
No, he's never thrown a number. He said my number's way off. He said due to farmers around here that he's talked to.
So that signals that he's not just trying to kick you off, but I don't know what he's doing with it.
He's right here on the phone. Do you want me to put him on speaker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Wyatt, I've got you on speakerphone in a Johnson meeting here.
Okay.
We've got the board, Chris and his wife, and Jay, his brother. Just having a conversation here as far as the concern of the buyout. The statement's been made that you're kicking him off without a buyout of any kind.
No, that's not in the plan at all. The plan was to do what fair market value is, and that's what Chris and I talked about. What the dollar amount that he's saying, I don't feel like is fair market value. So that's where I wanted to get a fair market value from several other farmers, and then that would be what we proposed to him.
So let me make a suggestion to the board.
Okay, just a second, Wyatt.
Sure.
It sounds like the issue is to negotiate. I'm not going to be leveraging the negotiation. I don't think the board should be leveraging the negotiation. It sounds like they just haven't come to terms on a number. So I would say I don't want to be involved in the negotiation because legally we can't.
Right. So we're just going to leave it up to you to get with him, I guess, and the fair market value has been discussed with Chris already.
That's correct. You guys, obviously, you sold the property with the lease agreement in the buy. So that falls on my shoulders. And like I talked with Chris about, the $6,000 was never paid by the date. So the contract is out. It's out of contract. But I don't deal like that. I told him that I would take care of him, and I still will. So that's the plan.
Okay, any questions from the board?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, I think that answers the question we had. Thanks, Wyatt.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye. So I think it's just a matter of just getting together, Chris, with him. And like I said, the intent has never been to screw you over by any means. The intent's always been to keep you whole. So, and I don't think he's out to do anything different than what we would have, you know, as far as compensation goes. It's going to be a fair market value, sounds like. So, the board have anything else to speak to? Okay. All right.
Can I say something? Why wasn't this out before the contract was signed? That's what should have happened. You guys should agree.
We tried. We did try.
No, you should have tried and got somebody else involved like you guys.
We did. We had an attorney involved, Jay.
What did the attorney say?
Said to sell the property with the contract, with the lease contract in place.
And then you got a 30-day contract agreement with anybody holding money, and they got 30 days to make
it. Nothing to that. No.
Well, I hope that's a mute issue. I hope that turns out to be a mute issue.
And I don't think that's not the intent. That's not the intent.
If you all pay, they'll be with 30 days for anything
that's coming. Right. I think we're speaking to a mute point, though, because he's not holding Chris hostage for being late on his payment. Karen's going to void the check or tear it up because it hasn't been cashed. Why we went outside of the contract for an extension, I don't know, because it was evident April 1st. If we needed a provision, it probably should have come back to the board for discussion, but it didn't. That's nor here or there. But he's not being held hostage on a delinquent payment. I think it was just made noted from the new buyer that he was late.
I wouldn't We can't speak for Wyatt, obviously. I have no idea. Obviously, you know, what, because there is that complication there, and I don't know how that all unfolds. I don't think he's going to do what was first, you know, expressed to us, but I can't speak for him. All I know is that there had been many, just for your information, to answer your question a little bit, there had been many, many, many times where we tried to come to terms to actually to get it sold before, because it was actually, the lease was holding us hostage. We couldn't sell the property, and we couldn't sell it for as much as we wanted. So that was a big complication, and we turned down multiple sales, and we had multiple people turn us down for buys because we couldn't, we still have that lease attend to it, and we were more than happy, not more than happy, we were frustrated, but still obliged to maintain that because we still wanted, because they wouldn't allow to transfer the lease. Wyatt did.
Well, I just felt like you guys should have taken care of it before the paperwork.
And I agree. We should have, but we tried it, but we just didn't come to terms. It was a failed negotiation. I mean, I felt like we were more than fair, and he didn't like our terms. I think we were more than fair. But you know, but there's two people on that side, and he didn't think we were, so we ended up with failed negotiations. But that wasn't like a one-time deal. There were multiple tries to get a negotiation on a deal.
Right,
and it just fell.
Well, okay. I guess we still got a couple more items here, guys, to get going on. But all right, what do we want to do? Jim, are you going to do the truck here?
Yeah. So they told me it was worth $12,000 if we get it fixed. Long block is $10,766. The cam and lifters is $6,463.94. You minus them out, makes the truck worth $1,200 on the long block, $5,500 on the cam and lifters. We've looked at some other trucks. The 2024 F-350 that's 56th, which is a low bid, might not come until January of 24. The top one is available in Park City at Carmel Malone.
The top one?
Yeah, and all the other ones are builds.
And they're gas, so the top two are gas?
Yeah.
That's what you want, dude. You want gas?
Yeah, gas is great.
And the top one is in Park City.
Yeah.
It's available.
Yep.
So...
And I'm almost thinking just if we just brought the silver truck home, park it out there, put it up for bid.
As is?
As is.
That's just cabin chassis, right?
Yep. Well, yeah. No, that top one has a bed on it. And we're going to just leave the bed on it, put a ball in it, and that's how we're going to run it through now.
So sell the truck with the bed and everything
else?
Yes.
A new bed would cost us $7,500. It does have the tires that are fairly new on it. So
the 59 plus the 7,500?
Yeah.
So this is a used truck?
No, it's brand new.
It's a new
2 miles on it.
So we had, in one of our HR meetings, we discussed a little bit on this as far as maybe keeping Dixon's truck just for the runaround for Ryan. If we still get this, we still keep Dixon's for the runaround for... Just so we're not running a dually down the road for just the O&M of the system when we don't need to be running a one-ton dually.
But the two trucks are definitely nice.
No, I'm not saying not. I'm
right.
Not saying not. But in regards to getting this as well as keeping the other one, that way that would extend this life a lot longer as well. We wouldn't put the daily mileage on that just to run around.
So are you saying the other smaller trucks are nice?
Both of them, two smaller trucks are nice, and the two bigger trucks. And I think they're saving.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I haven't put nearly fuel in. I think I'm saving quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. So, what's your pleasure, guys? We got a damn truck. They don't last forever. We did buy it used, and it doesn't owe us anything. We got our money out of it, I think, over the years. How long have we had it?
Since 15.
7 years?
It had 8,000 miles on it when we got it.
So we need a truck now, right?
Yeah.
You need it now, and that top one's available?
Yep.
That's what he wants? It cost us $3,000 more, so roughly, you know.
That's a Ford?
Yep.
Is it all Ford? That'll take all of
them. And Ford guys?
Yeah, I was kind of mad because on KSL it's 54,000. And then I call and they say, oh no, we put it on there wrong.
Do they have a government?
I'm going to try. I'll beat it down because I go, that's kind of crap that you advertise it that. You should honor it.
Who would you buy it through?
It's Carl Malone Ford.
So it's not a flatbed?
Nope.
Oh. They're not going to give the government. They've done away with it. Ford.
And if we wanted to, we can make that bed.
With the reduction in fleet.
And Jim went to GMC and they just stopped it the 1st of January. So we got the other truck a deal on it just in time.
They stopped it?
Yeah. GMC? They're not doing up for anybody, really.
Well, they're all going to go EV.
So, okay, just to give you your options, I guess the 2014, it Blue Book's at 12? Or what's
that's
the 12?
What they're offering.
It's 12.
What do they call them, guys?
With an engine or without?
With an engine. It has to be running to get $12,000.
Okay, so and an engine would cost us around $10,500.
So the 12,000 is if you put a
long block away. And so we'd barely get our money back out of it if we put a new engine in it, basically.
Yeah. So I think it's a wash.
How many miles is on it again?
113,000.
Yeah, so.
It's a pull truck.
It's a pull truck. It's good. Those are hard miles, so. Just single cab. Okay.
So what do you... What do you think you get out of it? Just,
I'm hoping about five.
Yeah. Well, the bed's worth.
Yeah, I mean, the bed's worth. And then we get bids, and either it's not high enough, then say, no, we're not selling it, we can pull the bed.
Brand new tires, too, right? Yeah. $1,500.
Go flat bed. Well, so.
Yeah, our old one does.
Old one.
So it's worth more. Well, new bed, I guess.
Yeah, that's a new bed. So I would say that the bed's worth at least five.
We can't use the bed.
No,
we can. We can put it on this truck.
He said it'll fit on
this. Oh, we can.
Yep.
Oh,
if we want. So that's what I was.
Well, you bet. I think that would be what we got to do. Just take the bed off.
And yeah. We probably get it painted or cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah. That bed isn't that old, so definitely if that's an option. And then if we get five out of the truck, we aren't losing money on the bed. That's what I was wondering. Oh, crap. If we only get five, we're losing. That bed's worth five used.
Sell the truck, all your basically
selling. We have the old bed on it, too.
Yeah.
No, it came with a flatbed. How would you suggest, last time after we sold one truck, we had some thoughts of doing it differently, and I'm just trying to remember what our thoughts were on. We took bids, a sealed bid last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
What were we talking about doing differently? What did we not like about that? There was something that we didn't like about it. I can't remember what it was.
Well, it was just a time consuming thing that I did on KSL.
As people called. So if we have a description in the office, they can come during regular business hours and Karen can just give them a sheet of history on the truck, this is what's wrong with it. That might help with that. Do we want to take...
Pull the bed before?
Yeah, pull the bed before, definitely. Yeah.
And then put the cab and chassis in.
Yep.
You got the farm equipment sale coming up in the spring.
They're having another one. They just had her.
They just had one?
Yeah.
Out?
Out on in Ballard.
In Ballard, yeah.
But they're having another one in... a month or June or something like that.
What's the one in Vernon?
That rocking whatever it is, G, might be an option.
That's the far Naples area?
I think what we could do, though, an idea. Here's an idea. We could We could advertise it, we could accept or reject all bids, do the sealed bid again, have a due date. If we don't like what we see, we can always put it in the auction and see what happens there. But that's time consuming, so. But anyway.
The auction is less time.
So what's the rest of the truck like? Is it beat up inside and all that too?
Or it's got 118,000 miles worth of seat, and yeah, it'd have to be cleaned up or not cleaned up. And I mean, we could go and get some tires that are not, and take those brand new tires off because they'll fit on my truck.
That's a good idea.
We can take the snowplow mount off.
Would that do us any good though? Because that's specific to that truck. I think we just sell it with it.
Okay.
Well, it's up to you guys.
So that'll just a little change.
It's per model. Situated per model specific. So, what do you guys want to do? Dusty, you're being quiet over there.
I'm maybe even but quiet.
You're deep thought.
So, we have funds available to cover that cost in that truck?
That's a good question.
We have to open the budget up.
Did we budget for it?
We have to open the budget up.
No, I didn't look at the budget. I was looking at the cash.
We have an operating.
We did get bids on the other trucks, right? Mm-hmm. This is within similar cost.
Is that MSRP?
Yes. Sales.
You guys better dish up some pizza. Paul's going to be bringing some pizza home.
Yeah, but I don't know. They don't have nothing good to say.
But they could get you.
Yeah. Well, they can get the ramp.
Three times. I don't know what that is.
And you throw one of those. 71,000.
Yeah, they're willing to
come. That big? Just one.
That's
good. They corrected me when I called them.
Anybody want to?
You should uphold that if it's on the...
It's not on the line. Has it been yours? Go ahead.
So I jumped in 5 grand, you can see.
There's another one.
I'm sitting where it's from, or what?
I don't have one.
Here's some napkins. No, it's not.
the round would do me, right?
Yeah.
They're all. Are they long beds? Yeah.
But you prefer the...
It's a cabin chassis, right? No, it's not.
It's got a bed on.
Okay.
They cut the horsepower on the ones that the cabin chassis.
Really? We'd keep the bed, I assume, then we'd put it back. Oh, well, never mind. Cool.
You got serious on that truck. You bet that goes about 2 miles per gallon.
Dean,
Karen
wants to
be trying to get 16,000
in the general. Specifically. So we have 169,000. 169,000 in savings right now for a truck replacement. So.
I guess if there's adequate funding there for it, but it's not.
We're keeping the snowplow on yours then. We don't need one on this one, obviously, if we've got it. What do you think, guys? I'm being quiet over there. Any input?
I think we'll buy it. Put the other one. Depends, I guess, how we need to sell the other one. That's a question I'm going to.
Well, look, they talked about pulling the bed off, setting it out here, and then having a description paper in the office so they can come in and see what's wrong with it. Full disclosure, there is a problem with it, obviously.
We could probably get the work orders for it.
Yeah, right. That would be good.
Do you need the bed?
Yes. We're keeping the bed.
Okay.
Well, that's up to you guys. And whoever makes the motion can...
The bed would sell. Would make it so quicker.
But we need to turn around and buy one.
Yeah.
For $7,000. $7,500.
It'll fit the truck.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, most likely we wouldn't have to buy a bed. We could run it with just the bed on it if it would sell the truck. Because we're going to use that one mostly just hooked on with the... It's not going to be a haul truck. I mean, it's going to be either hooked to the trailers and we'll put a toolbox in it. I mean...
You mean the back and the dump? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dump and the... Probably mostly the back and the dump. Because it'll have a 3-inch receiver in it. And that's what we needed. That
what we could do then is we could just see what the bid's coming with the bed. If it's,
yeah.
If you could justify selling with the bed or not.
And I ask them if they want to take it to get, and they can have it with the bed or without the bed.
Because we wouldn't be bound to anything. Or just see the bids come in
right.
with the bid.
Then we can make a decision.
If it comes in at $2,000, or like we'll just take the bed off, take the tires off, and throw it to the auction.
But we'll need to know. Well, no, we won't, because we can make that decision later. Okay. Yeah.
Because we'll so I think the motion now would just if you're the true truck, and we decide to do the old one, or we can say to mark the old one.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So what's this a good thing for me?
What's that?
Is this the truck you're thinking
yes.
of?
Yes.
But the price is $59.
Hell.
Okay. Well. You guys are ready to conglomeratory that in a motion of some sort.
I think Dean was already starting one.
Yeah, Dean was. Let's work on yours, Dean.
Well, I'll make a motion to buy the truck, the 59-260. And
from Carl alone.
And sell the other one, as we've talked about, either with or without the bed. You put to put it out there for sale and see what we get.
Sealed bid?
Yeah.
Do we want to put a... How long you want to advertise it for? You guys can probably make that decision, or do we need to...
I don't think we're in a hurry. All right.
No. Sealed bid... Why don't we just have them turn bids in, not a sealed bid?
Yeah, I was going to say, just don't do that. That take
that's,
a form license.
That's what it was on the last one.
Yep.
That was it.
Just bid.
Bring their bids in.
A little bit considered.
Public knowledge on the bids? Or do we need to have a due date if we do that?
We're just taking bids on it. Surplus property, right?
Okay.
And we'll advertise KSL, our Facebook website.
Taking bids, okay.
Second.
Dusty seconds.
Do you want to put a deadline?
That's what I
a deadline on what?
When bids? We stop taking bids.
Yeah, if we're going to have a...
I would just say we review it next board meeting.
Okay.
June's board meeting.
June board meeting, okay. That. Do you want to make that
amendment to the motion? About
just when we're gonna look at bids. The problem is with doing open bid, people are gonna be sitting on those for months.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Because I
well,
I
do,
just
do close
look at them.
Do close bid opening in June. I mean, we could and then we could accept or reject.
Okay.
If you want to change it.
No, he had closed bid.
Oh, you did. Okay. But we need to add June.
To do the day before our June board meeting, so we can, or the day of, I guess, huh?
Is that part of yours, or is that an amended to his?
That's amended, isn't it?
Unless
well,
you want
to add yours,
okay,
we don't have to vote on mine.
Okay, Dean adds that.
Add it to mine.
So I'll just
sealed.
It's on, what is that, June 8th would be our...
Okay, so Dean motions that we buy the truck for $59,260 from Carl Malone. We put the GM's or the Dodge truck up for closed bid to be opened June 6th board meeting. Dusty.
The 8th is the board meeting.
Oh, sorry, June 8th board meeting, and we can it'll be advertised to reject or accept all bids or any bids. Dusty seconds. All in favor.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. We need to Yes. Yes. So we probably need to go into closed session.
I think what was discussed tonight before potential legal issues. Didn't like the way it sounded tonight, so I'd like to discuss if we need to kind of get counsel to work us through this kind of mess that's happened.
Okay. All right.
You want to take a little break? Finish off this pizza with the rest of these?
You bet. Let's do it.
Jim and Dave and Dixon, Karen.
Let's first have a second on that.
Is that something we go to closed session for?
Yes.
Legal things, yeah.
And personnel. Yes.
Legal, I don't know whether we're going to have action or not. I just want to discuss if it'd be prudent to seek right. legal counsel on just kind of how things kind of fell apart.
Right.
That's all.
Okay. All right. The motion's on the table to go into closed session. Paul, for property.
Legal counsel on property contract.
And personnel.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, personnel issues.
For legal and what?
For legal and personnel. Paul seconds. We need to do a roll call. Paul?
Or do we want to go? Because we're going to take a, just make a note because there'll be a gap in time that we're going to go.
Right.
We're going to go on a break.
Right.
And then we'll come back to closed session.
Let's do the roll call first, then we'll take a break.
I'm just making sure we can do it.
Yeah. Okay, Paul.
Did you spend it?
Yes.
At what time? 8:20. 8:25.
Dusty.
Yes.
Yep. Dan.
Yes.
Dean. Yes. Chair. Yes. And we'll take a short break at 8:19. Okay.
8:25.
Oh, sorry, 8:25. I read that numeric wrong. All right, grab some pizza, guys.
I already did. Paul, talk me into it.
Wow, Karen can bring that by any time. That hit just right. I didn't have dinner either, Paul, so Shelly, thank you.
I don't know.